I never did have one. I never did fool with it. But I've seen people that did have them. And I don't know what they called them now. I don't remember. Just slipped my mind.
Do you ever hear of the Hey Mao or Derek or Rick?
Rick.
Uh-huh.
The only thing I don't know about Rick's was wood.
Like you had outside?
Yeah, like you'd have outside a cordwood, bricks, you know.
What would you call the fenced-in area around the barn where the animals...
Lots.
Okay. And talking about the mules, if you had two of those hitched up together, you'd say you had a...
Pair. Have a pair of mules.
And what would you call a sort of a makeshift fenced-in place, maybe out in the pasture where you could... shut the cows up overnight for milking or something. Separate them from the cows.
Well, if we separated the calves from the cows out there, we generally have the calves and put the cows. If you had a little pasture, you'd put them in the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And you could put the others in the part of the lot, you know.
Do you ever hear of a cow pen or milk
pen? Cow pen, yeah. Everybody had a cow pen. But here was the thing about the cow pen. If I went to the cow pen to milk the cows, 9 chances in 100, it was a part of the lot that you had around the barn where you kept the mules and horses too, you know.
Uh-huh. What about the hogs? Where were they kept?
Well, if they wasn't kept in a pen, well, you just fatten them at. As a general thing, you'll get them up for the fatten. They was kept in the field where you had gathered your corn, and they got the corn that was left, and the...
Mm-hmm.
The peas, that's something there. We always planted peas or beans of some kind, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they put in there, and they got a little fatter in there and better than they would be on the range. We always fed our hogs out off the range anyway, as a usual thing.
You didn't have to have them fenced?
Yeah, we had to have them under a fence. Sure, if they didn't, they'd leave. Yeah, we kept them under a fence or in a pen.
What kind of pen did you call that?
Hog pens. Hog pens.
What about for chickens? Where would you keep them?
Always had a hen house. Generally had a little old house built out there somewhere. And it had a yard fence around it. And you put that fence around there. When your chickens, you hatch off your hens and little chickens, you kept them in there. They got up a certain age to run after the hens all right before you let them out.
What did you call the little thing you could...
Cubs.
Uh-huh. How were they built?
Well, I built a mini one of them. You'd build them just like you was building the top of your house, and put the lumber down, nail the slats along on the side, you know, to cover them in the end, and they'll sit right flat out on the ground. Maybe I'll have them on them. Ma'am? Oh, about the hen houses and the biddies and the coops, chicken coops and things. Yeah. We used to have them. Oh, that's all something gone by. Ain't nobody in the country hardly got any chickens. Some fellow lives over here, I hear roosters crowing sometimes in the morning for a day or a while.
Why don't you have any chickens?
Too much trouble to fool with. And then another thing, we got possums and coons and foxes and everything. You've got to be bothered with them. You know, when you get to a certain age, you get to a place where you can't run after stuff like that all the time. When you get to be 75 or 80 years old, you'll know the difference.
What could you put in there to get a hen to start laying? What could you put in the nest to fool her? What could you put in the hen's nest to get?
Oh, well, we used to for what we'd call a nest egg.
Mm-hmm.
We used to buy them little old things about the size of an egg, but there's, I reckon they was, I don't know what they was built out of, concrete or something. They were just, you know, you couldn't break them. And that was the best thing that we ever got a hold of. Because here was the thing about it, we had these old big chicken snakes and things that come around and rob your nests. And when you swallowed one of them, that is all she wrote. She never did get no more.